Day 462, Saturday, July 6th. Isaiah 3 and 4. Isaiah 3, 126 NKJV. For behold, the Lord of hosts, takes away from Jerusalem and from Judah the stock and the store, the whole supply of bread and the whole supply of water, the mighty man and the man of war, the judge and the prophet, and the diviner and the elder, the captain of 50 and the honorable man, the counselor and the skillful artisan, and the expert enchanter. I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. The people will be oppressed, every one by another and every one by his neighbor. The child will be insolent toward the elder, and the base toward the honorable. When a man takes hold of his brother in the house of his father, saying, "You have clothing, you be our ruler, and let these ruins be under your power," in that day he will protest, saying, "I cannot cure your ills, for in my house is neither food nor clothing. Do not make me a ruler of the people." For Jerusalem stumbled, and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his glory. The look on their countenance witnesses against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom, they do not hide it. Woe to their soul, for they have brought evil upon themselves. Say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe to the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, those who lead you cause you to err, and destroy the way of your paths. The Lord stands up to plead, and stands to judge the people. The Lord will enter into judgment with the elders of his people and his princes, for you have eaten up the vineyard, the plunder of the poor is in your houses. What do you mean by crushing my people and grinding the faces of the poor? Says the Lord God of hosts. Moreover, the Lord says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, and walk with outstretched necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, making a jingling with their feet. Therefore the Lord will strike with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will uncover their secret parts. In that day the Lord will take away the finery, the jingling anklets, the scarves, and the crescents, the pendants, the bracelets, and the veils, the headdresses, the leg ornaments, and the headbands, the perfume boxes, the charms, and the rings, the nose jewels, the festal apparel, and the mantles, the outer garments, the purses, and the mirrors, the fine linen, the turbans, and the robes. And so it shall be, instead of a sweet smell there will be a stench, instead of a sash, a robe, instead of well-set hair, baldness, instead of a rich robe, a girding of sackcloth, and branding instead of beauty. Your men shall fall by the sword, and your mighty in the war. Her gates shall lament and mourn, and she being desolate shall sit on the ground. Isaiah 4, 1-6 NKJV. And in that day seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, "We will eat our own food and wear our own apparel, only let us be called by your name, to take away our reproach." In that day the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and appealing for those of Israel who have escaped. And it shall come to pass that he who is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem will be called holy, everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord has washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and purged the blood of Jerusalem from her midst, by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning, then the Lord will create above every dwelling place of Mount Zion, and above her assemblies, a cloud and smoke by day and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For over all the glory there will be a covering, and there will be a tabernacle for shade in the daytime from the heat, for a place of refuge, and for a shelter from storm and rain. Daily Deep Dive. The UCG reading plan states, these chapters appear to be a continuation of the prophecy started in chapter 2, God will remove the people's food, Isaiah 3, 1, and their leadership, verses 2-15, with immature, incompetent and inexperienced rulers, babes, verse 4, and everyone oppressing or seeking selfish advantage over each other, verse 5, a state approaching anarchy will prevail, the people will turn to those who appear outwardly successful, verse 6, but they either simply don't want to get involved or, perhaps, are themselves overwhelmed by the increasing mess, verses 6-8, by the look in the eyes of the people, along with their words and deeds, it is clear that they are arrogant and defiant against God and His law, indeed, brazenly and shamelessly as Sodom, verses 8-9, and they will reap what they sow, verses 10-11, compare Galatians 6:7-8, the immature leaders lead the people astray and exploit the poor, verses 12-15, the daughters of Zion are vain, haughty and wanton, obsessed with appearance, fashion and materialism, drawing undue attention to themselves, verse 16, While perhaps a literal reference to the women, this may also be a figurative reference to Israel and Judah in general. Sadly, they will get more attention than they seek, as we see them left stripped and violated in fitting repayment of their anti-God moral revolution. Verses 17-26. Verse 17 could imply sexually transmissible diseases. Isaiah 4 may first indicate a lack of children, as was prophesied of Israel by Hosea. Compare Hosea 9:11-16. The verse seems to imply that there will be a lack of husbands and fathers, perhaps because many men die or because very few men will commit to marriage and family in the dire circumstances into which society will ultimately crumble. Verses 2-6 give the wonderful hope of the future kingdom of God, the promises of good times to come once God has cleaned up the people. The branch of the Lord is here a dual reference, both to the earth yielding its fruit and to the Messiah, Jesus Christ, a branch of the family of David, yielding spiritual fruit. Compare Isaiah 11:1-5, Jeremiah 23:5, Zechariah 3:8, John 15:1-8. War Act Jerusalem will, in the glorious age of Christ's 1,000-year reign over the earth, compare Revelation 20:4-6, finally see true peace and safety. This future age is pictured in the observance of God's Feast of Tabernacles. See Leviticus 23:33-43 and our booklet God's Holy Day Plan, the promise of hope for all mankind. And at that time, the inhabitants of Zion will dwell beneath the tabernacle of the cloud and fire, the same that led Israel through the wilderness as they trekked to their permanent home. Exodus 13:20-22, Exodus 40:34-38, Numbers 9:15-23. The cloud and fire gave constant reassurance of God's presence plus practical shade in the day and light at night. A tabernacle represents a temporary dwelling, and even the millennial Jerusalem will be a temporary dwelling, as its inhabitants will await the permanent habitation of the new Jerusalem that will follow the millennium. Compare Revelation 21:22. Yet the millennial Jerusalem will become the most dazzlingly beautiful temporary dwelling imaginable, and the millennial age will be, in essence, one long and increasingly expanding Feast of Tabernacles, wherein the actual Feast of Tabernacles will be observed year by year, first in Jerusalem and eventually throughout the whole world. Zechariah 14:16-19, and